Here's a Shelley Fraser Mickle remembering.
My first Valentine was a red hot. Not in a package, but single and sticky, as though whoever had decided to give it to me had held it a long while. I was 7 and in the 2nd grade, and it sat on the top of my desk after recess like an ink dot. All afternoon, when the teacher wasn't looking, I kept whirling around hoping to meet the eyes of my admirer. He never did have the courage to come forward, but a single red hot was enough to convince me that I was the object of someone's desire. It was special, being liked by someone who was not my mother or father or any other kin. This is something the world owes you, I think, to be prized for who you are, and by someone who is not related and therefore obligated to value you. My admirer finally revealed himself to me late that spring. When the teacher was out of the room, Calvin Muldoon jumped on me from behind, wrestled me to the floor, and tickled me until I nearly lost my breath. And all the while he was singing, "Hey, good looking, what you got cooking?" Frankly, I wish he'd just left things at the level of one red hot. I didn't feel the same way about him that he did about me. I couldn't bear to tell him that. But even worse was that the charm of the mystery was gone. The way I handled things then was that the next day I pushed him out of the swing at recess. And when he thought this was a sign of my affection, I told him his nose was dripping and he couldn't come over to my house ever again. This mean deed got back at me on Valentine's Day when I was in the 10th grade. It was so imperative to have someone hot on you that I bought my own large box of chocolates and put them in my locker at school as though someone had planted them there. It was the only way I could get the other girls to think highly of me, since we all then valued each other by the measure of which boy valued us. This year, I'm thinking of taking a different tact on Valentine's. I'm tempted to indiscriminately send cards to people I pick out of the phone book, people I don't even know. I'll sign them. They won't know me either. But I figure that if I don't make them think they are going crazy, at least I will spark in them a sense of wonder. Maybe it's mean to plan a mystery this way and not to ever follow it up, but my belief is that hearts are delicate things, prone to disease and hairline cracks. They are easily fed by imagination, though, and there's nothing quite like being admired by someone for no other reason than that you exist and have a name, no matter if you're 6 years old, 60, or 105.